朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。我其实两三年前听Aaron 那次代师讲到，当蒙恩的罪人要唱诗的时候，神叫天上安静，他要专心听我们唱诗。
2-3 years ago, Aaron was leading worship, and he gave that analogy and that story when God's children was about to sing, God was silenced the hosts in heaven because God was inclined to hear.
我当时非常深刻，而且这件事情也常常提醒我。
I remember it very well, and what he said often reminds me.
的确中文英文里面有很多的很 confusing 的 words， 很多东西让我们搞不清楚。
It is quite true that in our languages, there are many things that are confusing.
但是对我个人来说，我觉得最大的 confuse， 最大的一个困惑就是神怎么可能会爱我像我这样子的罪人。
The one thing that I am most perplexed is that how would God love a sinner like me?
真的。我相信我们越蒙恩越认识主越认识他的爱，我们都会承认像我这样子的人他怎么可能用这样子的爱来爱我。
The more that we are lavish of his grace and of his love, we would come to the acknowledgement, God, how would you love a sinner like me?
居然至高的神亲自来救我们。
The God most high personally would come to save us.
也只有他的血可以洁净我们。
And only his blood can cleanse us.
我们真是要感谢他。
We really need to thank him.
所以我们前面那样唱诗真的希望我们从心里唱唱给他听。
And as we worship, I truly pray that we're worshiping from our hearts and we're singing unto the Lord.
今天我继续讲我们今年的主题，成全圣徒，各尽其职。
We're going to continue with the theme for this year, equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
你们注意到，这今天是第八讲。
And this is the eighth message that's been given.
你不要觉得怎么到了第八讲还有得讲。
And don't come to this feeling that you still have something to say after you talked about it for eight times.
我跟你说，我只有前言刚刚讲完了，我就讲了七讲。
And I will tell you, I only concluded the prelude for the first seven messages.
我是用以弗所书来讲前面这一段。
And from Ephesians, we talked about the very first portion.
底下我可能会用十堂到十几堂，会从不同的角度来看这件事情。
And we're going to use about 10 or so messages from different perspectives.Of the scripture to look at this particular topic.
我们可以从生命的角度，从恩赐的角度，从奉献的角度，从配搭的角度，很多角度来看这件事情。
From the perspective of life, of gifts, of working together, very different areas we could look at this particular thing.
但是今天我们先从身体的角度啊。
But today we want to look at it from the perspective of the body.
那我是怕有些人可能还没信耶稣，或是刚刚得救的。
For those who are not yet come in the faith in Jesus Christ, or you're just newly saved.
所以我需要回到很基本很基本的，不是从我这个 body 来看哈。
And I want to come to the very fundamental, not looking at it from the perspective of my own body.
而是从基督的身体来看这件事情。
From the perspective of the body of Christ.
这位伟大的神，有一天他亲自取了人的样子来到地上。
This glorious God, he took on a form of man and came into this world.
他在地上完全得胜，胜过所有撒旦的试探。
He was completely victorious, overcame all the temptation of the devil.
他完成了神所有给他的托付和旨意。
He's accomplished all the will and the commissions that God has given him.
然后他为了你我的罪上了十字架。
And then for your sin and my sin, he went on to the cross.
他流出他的血洗净我们所有的罪。
And he shed his blood to cleanse us of our sins.
当他从死里复活升天的时候。
When he rose from the dead and ascended on high.
因为他完全得胜。
And because he was complete victorious.
父神就赐下了所应许的圣灵。
So the Father has given the promised Holy Spirit.
就当圣灵降临的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit came,
就把我们这些所有重生得救的人都进到了一个身体。
That all those who are redeemed and saved by grace, we are baptized into the one body.
成为耶稣基督的身体。
Now we are called the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲到基督身体的时候。
So when we talk about the body of Christ,
我不晓得你们的感触是什么。
I don't know how you feel.
我简直觉得神怎么可能这样子的爱我们。
My thought is how could God love us this way?
当他在地上的时候,
when he was in the world,
他被称为罪人的 朋友已经让我们很惊讶了。
He was called a friend of sinners, and we are awed by it.
有那么多假冒为善的那些罪人。
And those hypocrites and those sinners,
他们看不起这些外面是罪人的人。
They despise those Gentiles who are sinners in their eyes.
但是耶稣却跟他们在一起。
But Jesus was among them.
耶稣却爱他们。
Jesus loved them.
耶稣居然被称为是罪人的朋友。
And Jesus again was called a friend of sinners.
那一件事情已经是一个 amazing grace 了，让我们惊讶了。
And this itself is amazing grace.
而他后来他居然肯为我这样子的罪人上十字架。
And then for a sinner like me, he went on the cross.
他肯接纳我已经让我很感动了。
The fact that he's willing to accept me, I am moved already.
他居然肯为我死。
But yet, he's willing to die for me.
这是大爱。
And brothers and sisters, this is a great love.
不仅仅为我们死了。
Not only did he die for us.
洗净我们的罪让我们得救。
And cleanses us of our sins that we are now saved.
他居然愿意成为我们的生命。
And now he has become our life.
他降卑住在我们的里面。
He's humbled himself that he would dwell in us.
弟兄姊妹，这又超过我们所能够明白。
And brothers and sisters, this once again surpassed what we can understand.
而且不仅仅这个样子。
And not only so.
他把我们这些所有重生得救的人。
And he took all of us who are redeemed by grace.
跟他联合成为一个身体。
And we are now united into the one body of Christ.
他是头，我们是他的身体。
He is now the head, we are now the body.
We are one.
We are now one.
弟兄姊妹，这个恩典真的是超过我们所能明白的。
Brothers and sisters, this grace surpasses all of our understanding.
所以以弗所书第一章二十一节说。教会是他的身体。
So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21 says that the church is his body.
不光借着联合表明他完全接纳我们。
Not only through coming together talks about he has accepted us completely.
而且接着说，那就是那充满万有者所要充满的。
And then it begins and continues to say that it is him who fills all and in all.
他不光在爱里面完全接纳了我们。
Not only did he receive us completely in love.
他要把他所有的丰富都赐给我们。
But in all of his fullness, he's going to give it to us.
那充满万有者所要充满的。
And the fullness of him who fills all.
或是那充满万有者的丰满。
And the fullness of him who fills all.
弟兄姊妹，我们这样子讲下去，我们都已经没办法坐下来了。好，我们要跳起来。
I continue these words. I wanted to leap.
我们真是要来赞美他，弟兄姊妹。
We need to praise him, brothers and sisters.
我们算什么呀
？Who are we？
年纪越长越认识自己的败坏，对不对？
The older we are, the more we come to know of our corruptions.
我真是一个 sinner saved by grace. 我们就是一个罪人蒙主恩。
And I am indeed a sinner saved by grace.
这是我的故事，这是我一生的故事。
This is my story, the story of all of my life.
每一天，每一件事情都证明了他的恩典。
Every day, every encounter proves his grace.
我们每一个思想，我们每一个失败，我们每一个的试探面前的滑跌，都让我们经历到他何等爱我们。
Every one of my thoughts, every one of my failures, every time I slip at temptation speaks of his grace to me.
就连我们可以得胜，我们都觉得全是他的恩典。
Even when we overcome, we say, God, it is your grace.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来看用身体来看成全圣徒。
So brothers and sisters, we want to look at it from the perspective of the body when we talk about equipping the saints.
我先把弟兄姊妹我们都带回到这个伟大的身体，是太伟大的事情了。
And I want to take you all at the very beginning to this glorious body.
不管他爱我们，成为我们的生命。
And not only did he love us and become our life.
不管他爱我们，他接纳我们，让我们跟他联合，成为一个身体。
Not only did he love us and accept us that we may be united with him to become his body as one.
他把他整个生命所有的丰富都放在这个里面。
And then he pours out all the blessing, all the fullness of himself into this body. So I say that today the church stands on the ground of grace. Now we are here inheriting all the fullness of the Godhead. Not only all the blessing in the heavenly realms has been given to us, but the nature and the character of Christ has been given to us in the body.
So not
only do we inherit what we have,
我们负着一个最荣耀的使命，就是来见证他。
But with the most glorious mission, that now we are to testify of him.
我们要活出这个伟大的生命来。
We are to live out this glorious life.
在我们这样子的罪人里面，要活出属天的生命来。
That in these sinners such as us, that we will live out this life of the heavenly realm.
在我们这么贫穷的人身上，要活出天的丰富来。
That these lives that are so impoverished, we're going to live out the fullness of him.
在我们的软弱身上，要显出他的 得胜和荣耀来。
That in our weakness we are going to display His strength and His victory.
这身体真宝贵哈。
And how precious is this body?
那圣经为什么用身体作为教会的表号呢
？So why does the Scripture use the body as a typology of Christ?
你们觉得呢
？What are your thoughts?
为什么用身体做教会的表号
Why would the scripture use the body as a typology to describe the body of Christ?
答案很简单好因为这实在是最好的表号
That's a very, very simple answer because it's the very best typology.
我实在是找不到一个更好的表号用身体来表达
I cannot think of something better to describe Christ.
你看我们用 puzzle, 用拼图 And, 那的确是一个 oneness 很好的
And yes, if we use an example of a puzzle set, and it is a good example of how multiple pieces come together to be one.
身体缺一块都缺不了。
And this entirety of this whole cannot lack, miss one piece.
但是讲完这个就没有别的意义了，对不对
？And then after we talk about this, and there's no other meaning that could follow, right?
它比不上身体。
It cannot compare to the example of the body.
因为身体所表达的意思在生命的境界里面。
And because the description of the body resides in the realm of life.
而且生命所表达的身体所表达的意思非常积极，是正面的。
And this body that represents this typology is something that's very positive.
我说过，一不是相安无事。
And I said once again, being one doesn't mean that everything's going well and there's no problem.
不是只是我没有讨厌他没有跟他冲突而已
It's not just simply that I don't hate him and I don't have any conflicts with him
一是非常积极的
One is something that is very positive
而且这个积极可以从身体表达出来这是我们等一下要来看的
and this proactiveness, this positiveness can be described through the body
虽然他很容易明白这个例子很容易明白
And we know that this example can be very easily understood
但是它真正的意义和境界却是非常深非常高的
But its true meaning and its the actualization of what it is very high
当我们真认识身体的时候
When we truly understand the body
你把我们在座的每一个人放到这个天平上面
And when you put all of us onto the scale and the weight
你把全天下所有的教会放在这个天平上都显出我们的亏欠来
You take all the churches throughout the world and you put it on the scale we discover our lackings
这个身体的比喻非常容易明白
And the analogy of this bodyBody is very easily understood.
但是要活出这个境界来，要达到这个境界，弟兄姊妹，我们都亏欠。
But to live out this realm and to attain to this realm, brothers, I say we all fall short.
我是说，主真是有 patience.
And I say God is full of patience.
为什么他给爱的定义，爱是恒久忍耐 ，no suffering, long suffering.
And He says love is long suffering, it's patient.
他真是在那里等我们成熟。
He is waiting for us to mature.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在要来往下看。好，那么当你看见身体的时候
，So brothers, we're going to progress. When you start looking at the body,
肢体之间彼此相爱、互相帮助、互相照顾，都是理所当然跟自自然然的事情。
The members love one another. They care for one another. It's something that is very natural, right?
如果你真看见身体的话，爱弟兄是自然的事情。
If you truly see the body, to love your brother is something very natural.
活出一来也是很正常的事情。
And to live out this oneness is also something very natural.
今天教会为什么会不和？今天教会为什么有难处？都是我们不够认识身体。
The reason why the church has divisions and has problems because we don't understand the body.
这底下我们要来看哈。
So we're gonna come and see.
刚才我们已经看，我们有一段很重要的圣经，你看我都忘了大家读了，一定要读哈。
There's a portion of scripture that's very important. I forgot to get you to read it.
我们一起来读哥林多。前书十二章
First Corinthians chapter 12
十二节到二十七节
Verse 12 through 27
我们一起把它读过一遍
Let's read it all together
弟兄一节姊妹一节
The brothers will read a verse The sister will read a verse
中英文都可以
Chinese and English Let's all read it out loud
我们一起来
Let's do it together
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体而且肢体虽多人是一个身子基督也是这样我们不拘是犹太人是希利尼人是为奴的是自主的都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体隐于一位圣灵身子原不是一个肢体乃是许多肢体设若脚说我不是手所以不属乎身子他就不能因此就不属乎身子设若耳说我不是眼所以不属乎身子他不能因此就不属乎身子若全身是眼哪里听声音呢若全身是耳从哪里闻味呢但如今随神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上了 都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说，我用不着你；头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。请把二十七节再读一遍。
Let's read verse 27 once again.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。这是我今天信息的两个最重要的 components 啊，最重要的两段。
And these are the two key components of the message today.
一段讲到我们在基督里，我们成为一个身体。
On the one hand, in Christ, we are one body.
啊，另外一方面，根据神所给我们的恩赐和功用，我们各自做肢体。
But according to the spiritual gifts that God has given to all of us, we are all individuals, also members.
啊，在我继续讲之前呢，请大家为了你们等一下听到可以 apply 可以用啊。
And for the sake that you can apply the message that you're about to hear.
啊，你先想一下，你这个人身上你最 proud of 的肢体是哪一个
？I'd like to ask everybody to please.
你最得意的哈。
Think of one particular member of your body that you're most proud of.
啊，可能是眼睛，对不对？哈。
Maybe it'd be your eyes.
啊，你们不要以为我不是哈。
I don't think that it's not my eyes.
我虽然眼睛小如同无有，却是炯炯有神。
My eyes, though small, look like they don't exist, but they are full of spirit.
啊，那你可能是鼻子。Thank you, much better. 啊，然后你也想一下你最遗憾的是哪一个
？And then the one member that you're most regretful of.
啊，那这个因为很 personal， 你不用告诉别人答案。
I know these answers are going to be very personal, so you don't need to share it amongst yourselves.
啊，那我们现在讲到借着圣灵，我们被浸成一个身体了。
So now we talk about the Holy Spirit. Through the Spirit, we're now been baptized into the one body.
而且一定要记得是跟基督成为一个身体，这是最重要的根基。
Now you must remember, we are now united with the body of Christ. That's the key point.
啊，这个离开了，我们不可能成为一个的了。
And separating, if we're separated from this thought, we cannot be one.
所以我们合一的根基永远在于基督的生命。
As the foundation of this oneness always resides on the life of Christ.
爱不是我们合一的根基哈。
Love is not the foundation of this oneness.
你今天爱的要死。明天可能恨得要死。
You love each other to death today. Tomorrow you may hate each other to death.
今天给你拍掌的人，明天可能打你巴掌。
Today those who clap for you may be those who slap you tomorrow.
真正的一绝对是基督的生命。
And the true oneness is always founded on the life of Christ.
圣灵把我们浸在一个身体里面。
Because the Holy Spirit has baptized into this one body.
我们成为基督的身子。
Now we have become the body of Christ.
所以底下他在这里告诉我们，我们不管是犹太人、是希腊人、是为奴的、是自主的，都从一个圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。隐于一位圣灵。
This is whether we are Jews or Greeks, whether we're slaves or free, we have now all been baptized into this one body.
我跟你讲最大的 segregation.
And I will tell you the greatest segregation.
在当时就是犹太人跟外邦人。
And those days is between the Jews and the Gentiles.
啊，在人类中间就是为奴的跟自主的。
And among men is those who are slaves and those who are masters.
哦，那个差距太大了。
And the separation is so great.
他们根本不可能在一起的。
It is nearly impossible for them to be together.
啊，不要说一起。从事一件事情，他们连吃饭、连生活相处都不会在一起的。
Not to say that they are one, but they don't even intermingle when they live their lives.
但是圣经上告诉我们，其实更大的那个分别，那个分应该是罪人跟圣洁的神之间。
And the scripture tells us the greatest separation should be those that is between a sinner and the holy God.
但是基督却爱我们。
But yet Christ loved us.
接纳我们
accepted us,
洗净了我们
cleansed us,
然后跟我们成为一个身体
and then became one body with us,
就没有任何的 dividing wall,
so therefore there is no more dividing wall,
应该存在在他的身体之间
that can continue to exist in his body,
如果连他都接纳了我们
if God has accepted us,
这个犹太人希利尼人 为奴的自主的通通都不应该存在的。
Then Greeks and Jews, free and slaves, these divisions should no longer exist.
不管你是 ABC, ABK, ABN, NAB 什么，你通通都应该在一起的。
Doesn't matter what you are, we should be together as one.
你爱吃中国菜，不爱吃中国菜，讲广东话，讲山东话，通通都不应该分的。
Whether you like Chinese food, you don't like Chinese food, you speak Cantonese, you speak some other dialogue, we should all be together as one.
年轻的、年长的都不应该分，男的、女的都不应该分的。
Young and old, whatever gender, there should be no separation.
如果神，如果基督肯把人有罪的人跟圣洁的神中间的这个障碍除去的话
，If God can remove this hindrance between the holy God and a sinner.
我们就没有任何人可以再立 dividing walls.
Then there's no one that can erect and divide a dividing wall.
我们都在基督里面是一个。
We are all one in Christ.
在这里不光基督，我们是他的身体。
Not only does it say that we are the body of Christ.
那充满万有者的要来充满我们。
It's the fullness of Him who fills all.
所以底下我们看四件事情，很快看一下。
We're going to look at four particular things.
第一件事情，所有的肢体永远不能够离开身体。
Number one, every member cannot be separated from the body.
我在纲要上面列了一些经文。
And I listed some scriptures in your outline.
虽然肢体很多，但是只有一个身体。
Though there are many members, yet there is only but one body.
肢体虽然很多，但是仍然是一个身体。
Yes, there are many members, but there's still just one body.
啊，底下十五节他说，如果脚说我不是手，就不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。
And verse 15 says, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?
你们要专心读哈，我等一下要考你们哈。
Pay attention to your readings.
如果说我不是眼，所以就不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
And verse 16, similarly, the ear would make the same comment.
那第一件事情。
And the very first thing,
不管你认不认识身体,
whether you understand this body or not,
不管你相不相信, 感觉不感觉, 经历不经历到你是身体的一部分,
whether you believe it, whether you feel it, that you are a member of this body,
你已经是身体的一部分,
you are a member of this body.
就算你说我不是, 你仍然不能够离开身体,
even if you deny it, you cannot be separated from this body.
这是第一件事情, 客观事实上, 你就是在身体里面,
very objectively, you are in this body.
我们都很重要。
Everyone is important.
那第二件事情,
and secondly,
圣经上在这里提醒我们, 叫我们不可以轻看
And the scripture says, do not despise or look down on ourselves.
因为每一个肢体都属于身体。
Because every member belongs to this body.
每一个肢体都有它的功用，这是我们等一下要讲的。
Every member has its function. We're going to talk about that.
所以在这里呢，我们不可以轻看自己，不可以自暴自弃啊。
So do not look down, do not despise who we are.
你为什么，你猜我为什么要讲不可以自暴自弃？
And do you know why do I say that you should not just simply give up?
从我们刚刚读的经文，你们有没有注意到一件事情？
And from the scriptures that we just read, have you noticed something?
以前我读这段圣经的时候，
And when I read these two verses in time past,
我在想为什么保罗要这么写？
And I would think about why would Paul write this way?
他说假如脚说啊。
He says, if the foot should say.
你们有没有任何脚会说话的？没有吗？
Has anyone who's got a foot that can speak?
他说如果脚说啊。
No, right?
But 我不是手，所以不属乎身子。
If the foot should say that, because I am not a hand,I'm not of the body.
你觉得这句话 make sense 吗？这句话有意义吗？
Do you think this particular verse makes sense or has any meaning?
哎，这个 Aaron 跟 Adam 还有 Daniel， 你们都是学法律系的，应该都会思路很清楚的。为什么保罗要这样讲？
Are those of you who are lawyers? Why, or to be lawyers? Why do you think Paul would say this?
我是很 humbly 的请教你们。
I'm very humbly here to ask you.
Adam， 你当律师比较多年，你有没有想过保罗为什么这样问？没有哈，所以牧师还是比律师厉害哈。来问医生黄，仁存呢
？A pastor is more superior than a lawyer. A lawyer cannot answer at this point.
仁存马上摇手了哈，所以你们要羡慕。当传道人哈
A doctor can't do it either, so everybody is deemed to be a pastor.
那我跟你说，我读我也读不懂了。
And I'll tell you, if I read it, I really didn't understand it either.
可是我把这几节讲完以后，你们也会觉得可能 make sense.
And after I disclose the next few verses, maybe you'll put some sense to what is happening.
每一个肢体都很重要，对不对？
Every member is important, right?
每一个肢体都不可少，这是圣经上讲的。
We can't do without any one of them, right?
但是
That's what scripture says.
但是每一个肢体的每一个肢体都很重要，是对的。但是每一个肢体的重要性还是会不同。你们赞不赞成？
Every member is important, but the importance of each member are different. Do you agree?
不然我现在问你们哈。
Or else I will ask you.
眼睛、耳朵跟嘴巴能不能讲话？这三件事情，如果现在叫你必须少掉一样。
Your ability to see, your ability to hear with your ears, or your ability to speak. If I were to say you have to remove one of those abilities,
还是可以吃了哈，只是不能讲话。
You can still eat, don't worry, but you just can't speak.
如果这三个要少掉一个的话，
If these three things you were to give up one,
请问你会愿意放弃哪一个？
I want to ask you which one would you give up?
会愿意放弃耳朵的放弃眼睛的，请举手。
Those who would forsake your eyes and
let your eyes let go?三个，其他都还要，所以你们大概有三个。
There are about three of you who
一定要只能挑一个哈。
You have to pick one now, okay?
那愿意放弃听力的，请举手。
Those of you who want to let go of your hearing.
还这么多个。
There's more now.
那愿意放弃讲话能力的，请举手。
To give up your ability to speak.
这么多个。为什么都不想讲话？
Why don't any of you want to speak?
你是不是想放弃你 spouse 讲话能力？
Are you trying to give up your ability to communicate with your spouse?
以前我听一个牧师讲到，他说你知道吗？神造女人的时候就把我们男人 put into sleep 啊，让我们睡觉了。
So a speaker once said, when God made women, he put the man to sleep.
他都没有问我们的意见。
Never asked for our opinions.
所以醒来的时候，女人已经造好了。
So when we come to our senses, the woman has already been made.
他说我巴不得神能够问我哈。
And he said, I desperately wish God would ask me.
我就希望神在他身上造一个 button, 一个按钮。
And I would tell God, when you design the woman, you would design a button on her.
就是我不想听她讲话的时候，一按她就会 shut up.
When I no longer want to hear her speak, I could press the button and she'll be quiet.
在座弟兄有没有同感？
Any brothers who agree?
你同感也不敢举手，我知道。就这边你看哈，每一个肢体都重要，这三个都很重要。
All three members are important, right?
我虽然这个我小心一点，我用手来摸，让我不撞车不撞墙，但是眼睛不是只让你不撞东西，你知道吗？
And I could be very careful and feel my way around so I don't bump into anything. But the eyes is more than just preventing you from bumping to things.
你可以欣赏大自然，你可以看电脑、看电视，可以看这么多的东西。
You can enjoy the great outdoors, nature, and watch TV, your iPads, whatever.
当然每一个人有自己的 choice. 对我来说，我是觉得我的眼睛是我最不可少的，虽然它这么小，如同无有。
And I know everybody have your own choices, but for me, I will keep my eyes.
好，那我们现在回来看这个经文。
And let's come and look at these verses.
脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子。然后耳说，我不是眼，所以我不属乎身子。
The foot should say, because I'm not of the hand, I'm not of the body.
你有没有读出他们那个赌气的味道？
Because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body.
因为手受到的重视用处好像比脚多很多。
And you hear almost this tone of complaining because it seems like the hand's more useful than the foot.
刚才耳朵的人不是耳朵的人，就说失去听力的人几乎占最多，对不对？
And there's
那失去眼视力的人占最少，对不对？
A lot of people who's willing to forego their hearing, but very few that's willing to forego their eyesight.
所以耳朵赌气了，您不要我拉倒，我就不属身子好了。
So now pay attention now. The ear now all of a sudden gets angry because he saw us raising our hands. He says, okay, then I don't want to be part of the body anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，在肢体在身体的里面不可以去 compare.不要去跟别人比较。
So within the body, members shouldn't compare with each other.
因为 compare 会带来 compete, 会增进。
Because these comparisons will bring about a competition.
增进会带来 complain, 抱怨。
And these competition will bring about complaints.
这种维他命 C 越少吃越好。
And these vitamin C's, don't take them.
对不对？ Compare, compete, complain. 越少吃越好。
But don't do these things.
肢体一比较的时候，一定是问题。
And the moment these members begin to compare with each other, problems begin to rise.
对那些看起来比较不重要的，他就会觉得 ，Oh, okay, I'm not. 我不是属于身体，我不需要进功用。
So those members that look at themselves and oh, it looks like I'm not as important, then I don't need to be part of the body. I don't need to function anymore.
然后我们跳下来。
And then let's go down.
我们读二十一节。
Verse 21.
你看，又是眼睛啊！今天眼睛是明星啊。
Now we see the eyes talking again.
眼睛对手说,
and so the eye says to the hand,
我用不着你,
I have no need of you.
头也不能对, 对脚说,
and the head cannot say to the foot,
我用不着你,
I have no need of you.
那我仍然在这里问,
and I want to ask again.
如果眼睛跟手你要挑一个的话, 你会挑哪一个?
If you have to choose between your eyes and your hands, which one would you choose?
那这个可能难一点。那下一个, 头跟脚你要哪一个?
And your head and your foot. Between your head and your foot, which one would you pick?
如果你要断头跟断一根脚, 你要哪一个?
If you're going to sever your head or sever one of your legs or your foot, which one would you pick?
所以很明显头比脚重要嘛。
All of a sudden, you discover your head's very important,
那你不能因为你重要,
right?
你就说我不需要你。
And just because the head is more important than the foot, the head can't say to the foot, I have no need of you.
你能够体会 到这种感觉吗?
Can you begin to understand the scriptures?
你这个故事读过去很 plain 的例子, 我们都懂嘛。
And we read through these, they're very simple, they're very plain examples.
当你真正带到教会生活的时候，这种事情到处都在发生，对不对？
When we bring it into church life, we begin to discover these things all of a sudden become very real.
你看到多少明星讲员，他觉得自己的职事被发挥就好了，他不管别人。
And the very, very famous speakers, they just want to excel their own ministry. They don't really care about anybody else.
我就听过一个传道人讲到，他说我们教会的门前门是开的，后门开的，窗户也是开的，不喜欢走。
And we heard what a speaker particularly said that, you know, our front door is open, our back door is open, the windows are open. If you don't like this particular church, go and leave.
这就是头对脚说我不需要你。
This is the head saying to the foot, I have no need of you.
这就是眼对手说我不需要你。
This is when the eye says to the hand, I have no need of you.
然后请你注意到哈，当眼在对手或是头在对脚说我不需要你。
And pay attention when the eye says to the hand and when the head says to the foot, I have no need of you.
跟说我们不需要你，这两个有没有不同？
Is there a difference between I don't need of you or we have no need of you?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。